This presentation is brought to you by Riverwalk Media.
How do you think it feels to have my own personal DJ that just flies around with me and takes care of everything? Give it up for Andre. And I'm not going to get the dancing going or I won't have any time to talk. But, you know, Patty Gardner called me about a month and a half ago and said, if you could pick one topic, what would you want to talk about? And for me, it was just a time in my life where I was like experiencing a breakthrough. Like I was thinking what I needed to happen at that time. How many of you in the room just need to break through right now? Yes, good. Good, because you're in the right place to do that. And anytime that I talk, I like to be really transparent because, you know, nobody wants to hear of somebody that just got in, went straight to the top, didn't have any struggles, has, you know, money coming out of their you-know-what, and they haven't ever had to go through what you're going through, right? Because misery loves company. How many of you are miserable? Not anymore, right? But you want to know that there's someone out there that's been where you are, that's going where you want to go, so that you know that you can get there. And this has been a crazy journey for Dave and I since we've been in Youngevity. It's been the most amazing financial experience I've ever had in my life. How many of you want to be hog nasty rich? Okay, is that uncomfortable to say that?
No.
Because I had a baby pig that lived in my house. Like, hog nasty, that's got a good ring to it, right? Yeah. So in Kansas, we talk different. Chance always tells me, Mom, people are going to think you're dumb. Like, don't go talk and say ain't and you're gonna. And he's like, you got to talk smart when you go, you know, to the East Coast. You got to be smart when you go to the West Coast. Well, where I come from, we aren't that smart. But the one thing that's good about this business is you don't have to be smart to be rich. And you can be hog nasty rich in this company. You absolutely can. So I'm not going to apologize for it. Some people get offended when I talk about money and they say, oh, Barb Pitcock, she's all about the money, all about the money, all about the money. And you know what, you guys? I'm not all about the money. But in life, do you ever feel like every decision, every bit of freedom, every single decision you make every single day takes what?
Money.
And I loved what Stedman Graham said the other night. And I purposely asked him about all these struggling young adults because I used to be one. And someone came along and totally changed my life and helped me experience a breakthrough. And a week ago when Dave and I were in Chicago, we passed the Rosemont Theater. And Dave said, man, 19 years ago, you were there. You remember that. I remember the rose on the water tower. I remember the Provost motor coach parked out front. I remember the Corvette on the trailer of the Provost motor coach. I remember the lady that did the audio cassette about how you clean out all your arteries. And I was 23 and I was like, why'd we get an artery company? I don't know, mine are good. They were up there talking about sexual dysfunctions and I had two babies and one on the way and I was like, we're good. And you know, then they're up there talking about weight loss and I'm a 25 inch waist. You know, I mean, they're pounding all this stuff into us. And then this guy got up there. And this is no lie. He had a cane. He was in his 50s. Someone was helping him. He came up to the stand like this. He had a twitch in his neck like this about every third word. Not even kidding you. My kids called him Greenhead because he had gray hair, but I think he tried to tone it a little bit. And on all the magazines, they go, is that Greenhead? And I go, that's Greenhead. And you know, this man stood up there and told jokes about his wife who hated money. He bought her a Lexus. She hated it so bad. She wrecked it, wanted to give all the money to the church. She hated the business. When he first got started, they lived in his mother-in-law's basement, and his first check was $6.25. And my favorite thing he said as I was sitting in the far back with no money and a repossessed car and no friends and two babies and one on the way and utilities turned off and checks bouncing and debit cards that wouldn't clear and sharing a room with the most negative lady in my entire downline for 3 days. We didn't go to the room much, because when she left the room, we called her Sunshine. The whole place just brightened up. And I was sitting there, and this man with a twitch, and he stuttered a little bit, and he couldn't see very well. He was making $160,000 a month. Can you guys fathom that in 1996? How many of you want $160,000 a month? Yes. And I had to think to myself, if he can do it, surely to God, Dave, if we could even make 10% of what he's doing, we're good in Russell, Kansas, right? Because where I come from, doesn't take a whole lot of money to live. 2 stoplights, a Sonic, a Subway. What used to be a Dairy Queen is now a San Juan Mexican restaurant. It's the most gourmet food. That's where you go on a nice dinner date. We did have an Alco. It went out of business 2 weeks ago. So I got to drive 40 minutes to go to a Walmart. I mean, I got a Clema Apple Market in my town, and that's it. That's where you buy your dog food, your cat food, your lipstick, anything if you're not in longevity. Like, you're going there to get all your toiletries. It's the only place to go. So when you live in a small town like that, the average income is maybe $2,000, $2,400 a month. You guys, in 1996, that company I joined was $1,049 to join. Wow. And I didn't have any money. And all we got was products that were for a Geritol convention or something. Like, I was Gen Y before Gen Y, right? I was the youngest person in the whole place. And Les Brown was on that stage. And I will never forget it, because I saw the man with the twitch in his neck that was crippled making $160,000 a month. And then Les Brown came on stage, and he talked about the most dysfunctional family you could imagine. And I nudged Dave, and I said, I think we can do this. Because we actually put the funk in dysfunction, in case you guys don't know our story. So today, it's been 19 years.